Welcome, Reading Phoenix Wake Forum on Facebook. This is Ian and Bob once again, and this is the 42nd episode. That means we're doing page 42 in the repagination of Phoenix Wake, which Ian claims to be the result of what we're doing will be the correct order of the pages. That I don't know if James Joyce, did James Joyce mean the order you're doing, or you meant the spirit and God of literature meant this order? Order.
God of literature. Oh, my stars. Don't pull Marshall McLuhan on us. You're not going to get away with that crap. Yeah, no.
Well,
no. He just dropped the page. He dropped the pages, and they went all over the place, and he stacked them back up. He couldn't read what he'd written. It was never complete. It was never worked out. He never had time to straighten out the pages, and he got paid, and he'd already drank all the absinthe and spent all the front money. So he had to get it out there. So
that's what he did. So you know the order that he originally had before it fell on the floor.
Correct.
Okay, so we are going to, let's see, page 95, which is book 1, chapter 4. And so we're going to focus on 95, but we always begin a little bit in the previous page. So two-thirds down on page 94, and just before the line I'm supposed to read, it says, what was it? A, dot, 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 exclamation mark, question mark, dot, 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 O, exclamation mark, like A, O, Alpha, Omega. So there, Ian says they'll begin with the next line. So there you are now. There they were. When all was over again, the four of them sitting around up in their judges' chambers in the monument room of their marshalsea, under the auspices of Lally, around their old traditional tables of the law like so many Solons to talk it over, were all the same again. Well and drooly dry, suffering law the dring, according to King's Evelyns. So help her go to the boot.
Wait now. Okay. You got to go back to it. Go back a little bit because we wanted to set the scene just a little bit. So we're looking at the same old used to, the same old, same old. And now all of a sudden, there's four of them justices. They're those judges, four of them, the nine, that are all in their martial seat. They're all tangled up in their suspices of Lally. That's the law lick. Labor, the law licked labor, and they're suffering law, the drig. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you said go back a few lines above from where we began?
No. That was just fine. We just had to catch you up. We wanted you to read through the first part so they could start getting a picture of the plot. And then we wanted to clean it up a little bit right there.
According to King's Evelyns, so help her goat and kiss the book. Festives and hijinks and Ginty Yawn and her Beady Rossi Betty Doty, and not to forget now O'Duna O'Darno. The four of them, and thank court now there were no more of them. So pass the push for port's sake. Be it soon. Didn't you say trouble's coming to the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Now there's no more of them. You said it's going to be wiped out.
So did Bob Marshall, and so did, what's his name, Beto O'Rourke.
And do we remember Sing-a-Bob? It addresses me. Sing-a-Bob, the bad father. The same, the great, how do you call him? And his old nickname, Dirty Daddy Pantaloons, and his monopoliums, behind the War of the Two Roses, with Michael Victory, the Sheeman's priester.
The War of the Roses, Bob. Here comes some feudalist position. And the Michael Victory. Michael Victory. Now, you got to watch who the Sheeman's priester is. The Sheeman's priester.
Right. Behind the War of the Two Roses with Michael Victory, the Sheeman's priester. Sheeman's priester doesn't refer to Michael Victory?
No. This is about the Catholic Church.
Okay. Behind the War of the Two Roses, this is a question. With Michael Victory, the Sheeman's preacher, before he caught his paper dispensation from the Pope, old Minnes and Minster York, do I mind?
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, wait. That's when they're diddling little kids and they got caught. Mm-hmm. And this is a dispensation from the papacy, from the Pope.
Yeah. Do I mind? I mind the gush off the mun like Ballybock manure works on a trade Wednesday? No, that's a sentence, not a question. I mind the gush off the mun like Ballybock manure works on a trade Wednesday. And
so
the...
So basically, this shit stinks, which is stupid, and it stinks. And it never mattered when nobody knew, but now they know, and everybody knows, and now it's a myth.
Right. And the O'Moyley Gracies and the O'Briney Rossies chaffing him bluckface and playing him pranks. How do you do to do, North Mister? Get into my way. Ah, dear om for sale she. Gone over the bays. When gin a body, meet a body. Yerrar, why would he need that old gasometer with his whooping coffin and his Dayan Boosikoff and all the birds of the south side after her? Minxie Cunningham, their dear divorcee darling. Jimmy's and Johnny's to be her Joe. It's all a question.
Okay. So now what you're laying out, this is where they're trying to get rid of fossil fuels. They're all the rage about changing everything, getting rid of the gas guzzlers and then all these different, the birds are the problem with the windmills, where the windmills are killing all the birds. And it's the problem
right.
The inside out of who your dear divorcee darling. You're going to get rid of all the stuff that worked, and you're going to get stuff that doesn't work, and that's the price you're going to pay.
So hold hard.
It's coming.
Yeah, hold on. Hold hard. There's three other corners to our aisle's cork float. Sure, just well I can tell smell them, H2CE3, that would take a township's breath away.
Uh-oh. H2CE3. That's interesting. Might be some hydrogen involved in this conversation, eh?
And what would that mean, if there's hydrogen?
What CE?
Carbon Einstein, cubed.
Carbon elixir, carbon ethylbright,
carbon Evelyn.
Yeah, carbon Evelyn. Go ahead, keep going, because you don't want to get blocked up on this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Gob, and I knows him too well as I do meself, heaving up the K-wall by the 32-11 with his lime-looking horse bag full of sesame seed.
Uh-oh. How many steps to the wall?
32-11.
Uh-huh.
That's my wall.
And lime. And then lime-looking horse bags full of sesame seed. Sesame. Remember Simon Says? Sesame.
Yeah.
When the genie would open up the wall when he'd say sesame.
Oh, yeah, right. That makes sense. This is a clue for Bob. The white side kicker.
Yeah.
And his same instinct flipped him. And what?
Yeah, there's a white side. There's a white side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his same instinct flipped him and his scent painted voice. Puffing out his thundering big brown cabbage. Pa! Thought I'm glad to go for his postine fion. Gaboro, says he, lanky sheed. Go bugger ye, says I. Oh, breezes. I sniffed that lad long before anyone. It was when I was in my car, father. Yeah,
that's when Bob had his little tryst early on in the early days.
With Vern Christensen.
He certainly laid down some of those other things, and it wasn't the right year. You didn't quote the right year before. It's not when he died. So go ahead.
I didn't quote the right what?
Year when he died.
Okay, but this wasn't Vern, was it? Before that?
We didn't say.
Okay.
We don't let you admit.
I sniffed that lad long before anyone. I sniffed him out. It was when I was in my firefather out at the west, and she and myself, the red-headed girl, first nighting down Sycamore Lane. Fine field play we had of it, mid the kiss of bits, frisking in the cool curkle dust of the lushiness. My perfume of the pampas, says she, meaning me, putting out her nether lights, and I'd sooner one precious sip at your pure mountain dew than enrich my acquaintance with that big brewer's belch.
Now,
and so they went on.
This is the Wait. So now this is a metaphorical reference to how everybody is in a problem. And they chose the wrong one, and now they want the other one. Now they want the other side, because this is not working.
Right. That's the essence of all relationships.
And the Republican-Democrat couple.
Okay, and so they went on. The four bottle men, the analysts, Unguam and Nunguam and Lunguam again. They're Anschluss. Isn't that funny? There it is, 1938. You know, Hitler doing the Anschluss. I remember some critics saying that was the last reference before World War II, before the book was published, that was the last reference of the events of the day that Joyce put in his book. So page 98, 95, unless it's in other spots. Their Anschluss about her who's before and his whereafters and how she was lost away in the fern and how he's found it deep on deep in an ear. And the wrestlings and the twitterings and the raspings and the snappings and the sighings and the paintings and the
Whoa, don't go so fast. You got this. Now, what this reference is, this is pure McLuhan. When you're coming into the thing where everything is lost, it's all messed up. What was before is after. And it's not saying of talking about Auschwitz that happened. It's talking about the Auschwitz that's coming. The Auschwitz that's about. And it's all going to be laid out in snap. Chat, Twitter, facial book, and the paintings, that's Instagram, and the Uklings, and that's in your Rumble, Uklings
right.
and your Rumble, and right. your different spring partings.
Telegram.
As well.
Okay. How she was lost away in the fern, and how he was found deep on deep in and near, and the rustlings and the twitterings, and the raspings and the snappings, yeah, it's all there, and the sighings and the paintings and the ukulkings, and the hist, the spring apartings, and the hast, the bye-bye scuttlings, and all the scandal monkers, and the pure craigs.
No, not the scandal makers, not the ones that are responsible for scandal. Why in the world would we have scandal? That's ridiculous. The world has no room for scandal. Okay, good.
The bye-bye scutlings and all the scandal monkers and the pure craigs that used to be up that time, living and lying and raiding and riding round Nunsbury Square. And all the buds in the bush. And the laughing jackass. That's me, right? And the laughing jackass. Is that me?
Keep going. Keep going. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Stop affiliating yourself with terrorists.
All right. Harik, Harik, Harik. The rose is white in the dark. And Sunfella's nose has got rhinoceritis from haunting the rose in the park. So all, I guess we'll say park, the accent. So all rose lean to rhyme. And contra drinking themselves about lily, trilly, law, pawn, hilly, and Miss Nile of the Nine Corsages, and the old Marcus there, Bestifar. And hurrah! Sure, there was never a Marcus at all, among the Manleys and dear Sir Armory, queer Sir Rummery, and the old house by the Tripolizod, and all the goings-on so very wrong, long before when they were going on retreat, in the old gamble bags, the four of them. But I should stop, okay, what do you say so far?
Yeah. Okay, this is laying out basically the fall. This goes into your Buckingham Palace, the fall of the different thrones or powers or seats of authority from the U.S. to the Europe to into Russia. So all these
right.
things are kind of making the same triangular. If you were going to triangulate it, you'd say this is the perfect world war if you were going to triangulate it. But most don't do that. Nelson Thal might consider it, but he's probably one of the few that might. But that's how we go with it.
Okay, queer Sir Rumory, and the old house by the Tripolizod, and all the goings-on so very wrong long before when they were going on retreat in the old gamble bags, the four of them in Milton's Park under lovely Father Whisperer, and making her love with his stuff in the language of flowers, and feeling to find what she mushy-mushy. Wasn't that Villy, both of them? The saucy sisters, Audra Harine and Macri, and Pete, meeting waters most improper, Babette, ball round the garden, trickle, 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 tris, please, my man, may I go flirting? Farmer's gone with a groom, and how they used her, mused her, Lickster and Cuddles. I differ with ye. Are you sure of yourself now? You're a liar. Excuse me. I will not, and you're another. And Lily holding their bridge of the peace for them. Pool low lolly, to give and to take, and to forgo the past, and all will be forgotten. Aho! It was too bad to be falling about her kindness, pet, in the shape of Oorang's time. Well, all right, Lily, shake a hand, and shank us more. For Craig's sake, be it suck. Well?
Now you're going all the way back through the details of what's went right and what's went wrong. Now everybody notes what was right then is wrong now. This goes into your societal woes. This goes into your wokeness. This goes into there's not going to be any peace at any level. You can't find peace.
That's in the section I just read, not what's coming up.
Correct. Correct. That's correct. And that, and you're foregoing all of your peace. You're letting go of everything that would be normal or abridged. And you're saying, forget it. Let it go. It's over. It's done. We've lost it.
May I go flirting?
Now. Yeah. Well, you know, and then I'm going. And then you're a liar. No, I'm not. You are. No, I am. No, you did this. I didn't cause inflation. I didn't do anything. I'm here to help. My God, there's only so much I can do. There's only... But the things that were done is what caused the inflation in the first place. Yeah, you did enough. You did enough. You're a liar. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. No, I'm not. I did it. No, I didn't do it. I was going to do it. I would have done it if I knew I could do it, but I didn't know I could do it, so I didn't do it. I'm going to do it. Okay, I did it. Yeah.
So if, why does Craigslist get mentioned twice?
Not Craigslist. That's the reference point of the system.
For Craig's sake. Yeah, like for them, they. Craig is one of the they that we do it for. They say, be it suck. We do it even though it sucks. For Craig's sake, be it suck. Well? So who's asking well? Well?
Who's the same? Presenter. The presenter. The presenter's asking well. It's made these statements. It's made these lanes. And then it's like, okay. And then you go, well... All right, and then you say, well, even should not the framing up of such figment in the eventual order bring the truth.
Just let me read it. You're a lousy reader. Okay. Well, even should not the framing up of such figments in the evidential order bring the true truth to light as fortuitously as a dim-seared setting of a star chart might, heaven helping it, uncover the nakedness of an unknown body in the fields of blue, or as forehearingly as the Sid speeches of all mankind have foliated, earth seizing them from the root of some funner stotter.
Well, just hold right there. Now you see what's happening now. This is where everything's being exposed, coming to light.
True truth, true truth,
like truth social, but now it's exposing it. The dim seer's setting of a star chart might. That's the lining up of all the orbital fields that are being exposed at every level.
Right.
They're always being washed out. Okay.
All right. From the root of some funner stotter, all the soundest sense to be found immense, our special mentalist now holds, securus indica orbis terrarum, that by such playing possum...
Whoa, go back. You missed the fields of blue, unknown body in the fields of blue. Go back.
Okay.
Heaven helping it. That's where you blocked. Go ahead. Go ahead, right there, dim seer setting.
A dim seer setting of a star chart might, heaven helping it, uncover the nakedness of an unknown body in the field. This is like Twin Peaks, Laura Palmer's body. The nakedness of an unknown body in the fields of blue.
No. Unknown body in the fields of blue. There's a new body of water that's going to inundate the forehearingly and sib speeches of all mankind. It's have foliated or blooming those fields of blue. Water.
Is that the living water?
No. That's your Statue of Liberty foot washing.
Okay.
Event.
might uncover the nakedness of an unknown body in the fields of blue, or as forehearingly as the features of all mankind had foliated, earth seizing them from the root of some funner stotter, all the soundest sense to be found amidst our special mentalists now holds, securus iudicat orbis terrarum, that by such playing possum, our hageous, curious ancestor bestly saved his brush with his posterity. You, charming, cool personers, us, heirs of his tail sea. Gun dogs of all breeds were beagling with renounced Irby and Dorbic bugles, hot to run 'em, given law, on the scent breast high, keen for the worry. View! From his holt out ratted across the jewel-tized genial course lands of Humphrey's chase from Mullinahob and Peacockstown, then bearing right upon Tankardstown, the outlier. There's a word that gets tossed around nowadays. The outlier, a white knolland, which Mr. Lowenstiel, Fritz Erse's Basset beaters, had first misbadgered for a Bruin of some sort, led Bears the run, then through Racetown and Horlockstown, and looping the loop to Tankardstown again, ear candy hair for doubling through Cheeverstown, they raced him through Lachlanstown and Nutstown to wind him by the Boolies. But
okay,
from the good turn...
Okay, calm down. All right. Now, this sets up the whole push, or the text. This is laying out the Texas fall. This is laying all that out.
Why is this Texas? Where's an indication of that?
Oh, because of the rule of law. They were given law, and then they had trouble before, and that Texas seceded the last time, so now they're going to complete that succession. So, and it's the Bruin of some sort. And then the Bayers on the run, they're going to run, and they're all going to take it all the way through Tankerstown, which are the major cities that have a lot of the transplants from California in there. They're going to be escorted out, basically. If they're from the old Nordish ways, they got to go.
Right. So if it's 1:30 here in Maui, it's about 5 in the morning in Texas. Are they scheming right now on this tough weekend?
They never sleep. They never sleep.
They never sleep. It's like just before the assassination of Kennedy. They never slept then either, the Dallas boys. So
but
we're at the point.
To want to win him by the bullies.
Yeah. What's that got to do with what?
The Hill of Rut.
Nothing to do with Kennedy.
No. The Hill of Rut. That's your Alamo.
But from the good turn when he last was lost, checked upon ye Hill of Rut in full winter coat with ticker pads, pointing for his rooming house, his hold Nordest, and his roll to Proyal Hessians, a deaf fuxer's vulpinism hid him close in covert, miraculously raven-fed and buoyed up in rumor, ridicule,
yeah. Right. Before you go there, just now that's setting the stage of all this, the meticulous planning, the ravenous and conditioned response that had to be done so secretly, because in any level, if it had been outed, it would have been over. Ridicule. We use that all the time. Remember the ridicule, the pocketbook,
yeah.
The jihad thing?
Yeah.
But it's bubbled up. It's bubbled up into a ballywanger.
Okay, hid him close in covert, miraculously raven-fed and buoyed up in rumor, ridicule, onusum, and abomasum, upon, may all Bruham have his meat, the cream-clotted sherriness of cinnamon syllabub, mickle-rave, nickel-saved, hence hounds hide home, preservative perseverance in the re-education of his intestines, with a rebuttal by Wilk, he sort of get the big bulge on the whole bunch of spa-soakers dieting against glues and gravies in that sometime pre-street pro-town. Vainly, violence, virulence, and vituperation sought well-nigh utterly to attack and abridge, to derail and depontify, to enrate and inroad, to ungoad and unhume the great shipping mogul and under-linen overload. Who's attacking who there?
Everybody is attacking everybody.
Okay. But the spool of hesitance, the spell of hesitancy, is it take or attack? Is it a she, tittery, ta, tattery tail, hesitance, humpin' dimply, hey, 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 a wincy winky? Assemblymen murmured, Reinhardt is slow. Who's Reinhardt?
Yeah, now, that's
Biden.
Biden, slow. So
yeah.
That may be an okay place to kill it right there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, go a little bit more, because we may get ahead. This may be the place where you say, okay, that was enough, but we can't stand it. Do just a little bit more, Bob, because this gets to the plot.
Are you saying that we would end doing the wake with this, maybe?
No,
okay.
We would end this session, but we want to do this one. It might be a prequel. This might
okay.
be a prequel. So, go ahead.
Okay, so assemblymen murmured, Reinhardt is slow. One feared for his days. Did there yawn? 'Twas his stomach? Erect? Deliver? A gush? From his visuals? Hung? Deliver him, overload? He had laid violent hands on himself. It was brought in Fugger's newsletter, laying down, all in, fagged out, with equally melancholy death.
That's Drudge. That's Drudge Report, Fugger's newsletter.
That's a famous banker's newsletter like 600 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
For the tritium of Saturnalia, his goat servant had paraded his willing sons in the forum, while the ginny infantine, the last, be greeted raucously, the yard stated, with hooks and ephius and measured with missiles too, from 100 of manhood and a whimmering of weebies. Big.
That's good. Big. This is going to be the thing. Don't go anywhere past the colon. Go those next
yeah.
three, four.
Big
words.
Went the bang. There you
That's
go.
Good.
There's the.
There,
there
you go. There you go.
That's the
there
shot heard round the neighborhood.
heard round the poncha train. Yes, Bob.
Okay, so we'll unmute. See what the co-creators got from that one. Unmute all.
All participants are now unmuted.
Getting to say. Somebody down in the United Kingdom. Is that Sean, or are you just making
yes,
noise?
Yes, that probably me, Bob.
Bill, Bill, go ahead.
I picked a word in a sentence, but I'll start with the word. Where it's the last word on at the bottom of page 96. He's got it down as being Erbiendor Bit. Erbiendor
right.
Bit. But on the computer we're looking at here was underlined words that give you a meaning for it. And the meaning for this one is the city of Rome. So if I read out the sentence, it says, gun dogs of all breeds were beagling with renounced city of Rome bugles. So I'm thinking that's got something to do with the Vatican on.
Well, Vatican City, because he's on the run.
Yeah, there's a famous line, or the Urbit Orbs. I think the Pope said that, or...
Yeah.
Joyce wrote about something the Pope said back then.
Urbi et Orbi, city of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
They're hunting the city of Rome, the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the Vatican is not in Rome. It's not a part of Rome.
Correct.
It orbits around it.
Uh-huh.
It's orbital, gyroscope. It orbits around whatever the... Roman senators, what deals they made, the Vatican is above it, circulates around, aware of all, the woke to the
hunting, number. The beagles are hunting in Rome looking for it, but they can't find it, because it isn't there.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, so you're saying that, you're pointing that out, very good. Anybody, here's Bert. Maybe Bert's got something to say.
Hello, Bob.
Someone else? Nick.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
I thought there was a lovely play on words, page 96. The kindness pet and the shape orangutan was the monkey. And then later on it comes up with what could be deemed as the zoo, where the subspecies of all mankind.
The zoo refers to your Congress. if they zoo.
And the orangutans of time, behaving like apes. And then the bottom one was as the subspecies, the subspecies of all mankind have foliated.
Foliated.
Earth seizing them.
Yeah.
Foliated. Earth seizing them, yeah. Would that be a subspecies or a subspecies?
Both. So, angels we have heard on high.
Yep.
All the sound of sense to be found will be in that root.
See, we take offense to all the people that say you can't read the Finnegan's Wake. They're just not reading it, Bob.
That's right. They're intimidated by the lack of punctuation, or proper punctuation, according to what they were schooled
offended.
In.
We're offended by their microaggression.
Yes. The microaggression. Wyndham Lewis was a fascist.
What does the Sucrus Idicat Orbis Terrarum mean?
That is
that? Oh, yeah.
That's the fall. That is the fall.
Uh-huh.
Well, Phil's looking at the annotations. You got that, Phil?
Yes. Yeah. Whereabouts on... Page 96.
Bottom of page 96.
Right above your place. Four lines, the Italian, the Latin. Securus Indicat Orbis Terrarum. What do you have for that? Four lines above your Irby.
Yeah, I can see it on my book, so I've got to find it on the thingy now. Right, here we go. Let's just click on that. Some of these things you can click on and they instantly come up, and others you click on and nothing comes up, and unfortunately that's one where nothing comes up.
Well, I find it free-flow chair of a circle of the land's judges.
Nothing there for...
Are you translating it, Nick?
Free from care, the circle of the land's judges. The untroubled world judges.
It's over. It's over. It's a fancy version of the Nuremberg trials.
And the court in this case is the Vatican, the cardinals.
Mm. Well, the mentalist is mentioned just prior to that, Bob, and it's an advocate of mentalism, doctrine that mind is in the fundamental reality, the mind reader or fortune teller.
Yeah, that was that guy in the early 70s, the Jewish
That'd
guy.
That'd be you, Bob. That's you.
Yes, but there's also the famous Jewish guy. They got known as a mentalist. You know, everybody.
Yes, that's right. He
talked
was
about
mentalist.
Him.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who called himself a mentalist way back there in the 60s. Forget his name. But
Uri Geller?
Yeah. Uri Geller was the famous one in the 70s.
The Spoonbender.
Yes. Mm. Okay. Anybody else get something to contribute?
How about the chemical formula? Was chemical formula hydrogen and cerium?
Yeah.
Right before that, you talked about why would he heed that old gasometer and his whooping coughing? That was getting rid of fossil fuels. And then the formula for H2CE3.
Yeah.
The cerium is the most abundant of the lanthanides, and lanthanides are used in the petroleum industry for refining crude oil into gasoline products.
Right.
So that was
that's what the H2CE refers to. H2CE.
Well, the cerium, the CE3 is cerium.
Mm. Okay.
And that's lanthanide.
So then the H ion, that would be us adding our stuff to the cerium. That's pointing to our formula.
Mm-hmm.
We could
and
make
that's why people hate the refineries, because it puts all these supposedly horrible gases out. They burn them off.
Yeah.
And they're refactoring.
And for you, it's not disgusting, the gases.
It's fabulous. It couldn't get any better.
And the cerium is also used in flat screen TVs, low energy light bulbs. So those are things that people have around them all day. In their chip body, in their screen bodies and things like that.
Yeah, it's
so
altering
surrounded
their smell.
By it.
It's changing their smell. to telesmell.
Telesmell. Oh, smell-o-vision. Smell-o-vision.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision.
There you go. That's a good.
That's what's coming. It's all about puffing and sniffing and remembering Bob's early
licking,
gay life.
Licking and licking and licking and blobbering, spitting at.
He started when he was 11.
Showers, golden showers.
That's, I did a lot of that. That's right.
Coming to a scat lover near you. Right?
Puberty was quite upsetting to me. I got quite confused.
Well, when you finish with puberty, let us know how it worked out.
That's yes, not finished yet. Yeah. Sycamore Lane. We talked about the sycamore tree in the private session tonight from Twin Peaks. That was I was the key, the tree of the sycamore.
Right.
That was discussed tonight, if you remember.
And Zacchaeus, too.
Who? Zacchaeus?
Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, kiss a bits. No. So what's Zacchaeus?
In the tree.
Oh,
Zacchaeus sat in a sycamore tree.
Tree.
Right.
There is me.
Who? Who said me?
Nick.
Nick, you're claiming it was you?
Yeah, I was told by Ian. I was Zacchaeus in the sycamore tree when Jesus walked that path.
I remember that. Fine field play we had of it. Did the kiss of the frisking in the cool, curdle dusk of the lushiness. That's nice
lushiness,
word.
Yeah.
And the cool, curdle dusk of the lushiness. The guy just wrote whatever letters that they wanted to be. He let the letters speak for themselves.
That's what
the cool, curdle dusk of the lushiness.
That's what you've been promulgating and promoting for your whole life.
Yeah, for 50 years I've been promoting this gabble. This articulate gabble.
Bob, there's an interesting paragraph there brought in Fugger's newsletter, laying down all in fagged out, an equally melancholy death. Is that like what's going to happen, Ian, going forward?
Yeah.
Is that Drudge Report is going to broadcast something like that?
They are. They're getting ready now.
Right now.
Too bad the people who read it besides Bob. Bob's the only person who actually looks at Drudge anymore. Nobody else. Everybody else gets their news from TikTok. They don't get it from the facial book because it's fact-checked now, so it's safe. Drudge is no longer safe. Quite so
fagged out.
Quite so
fagged out.
And what would have been a goat servant, Ian? Would it have been an actual shepherd, or would it have been something else in this context?
No. It'll be who cleans up the messes. Who's the greatest of all time? Greatest of all time. The cleaner uppers. This what? Now,
the goats. The men who. What they do with goats?
Stared at
greatest of all time.
Stared at goats. The greatest of all time. Yeah.
The titular role.
According to King's Evelyns.
Yeah.
Of Sixtown, page 94.
That's the last.
According to King's Evelyns.
That's the last of Crown Inc.
Where's that? Page 94 at the bottom?
Oh. It's six down below A. Oh, where you started. Six.
Oh, yeah. According to King's Evelyns. Yes. According to King's Evelyns. What does that mean to you?
Yeah. I thought I saw Mr. Rothschild on the.
Oh, that's right. It's Evelyn de Rothschild. Evelyn Robert Adrian de Rothschild is the guy who got touched with me. Yeah, the King's Evelyns. And then somebody sent me a picture. Of Evelyn Rothschild poking his finger into the chest of Charles years ago, as if you do what I tell you to do. He rudely was poking Charles's chest, Mr. Evelyn de Rothschild.
I saw that on your Facebook, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah. So helper goat greatest of all time, and kissed the book.
Presumably linked into the...
What?
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Linked into the what?
So the Evelyn was involved with Crown Inc., was he? Was he,
yes,
was he linked to Crown Inc.?
He was the front man.
Lost Charles was part of it, as the money man of the UK.
For years he was in charge.
The Queen had to
he sort of bucked up.
Yeah, others took it over.
Right.
That's what Dr. Beter documented. Wow. The decline of the Rothschilds.
And Ian, was Hampon and Dimply a play on Humpty Dumpty, the...
Can I hear a female voice there?
Wait, what do you... Don't overtalk somebody. What are you saying, Michael, or
Hump,
whoever it was?
It's Nick. Hump on a Dimply, is that the play on Humpty Dumpty, the nursery rhyme?
Yep. That's all through the book.
For the wall. Through the wall.
Yeah, Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall.
Mm.
That's what they're hoping I'm going to do.
Yeah. It just depends on how high Bob is when he falls.
Yeah. I'm a high stepper.
You're no step fine. Too high for a high stepper.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but Humpty is a major metaphor here.
Yeah,
Humphrey Chimpton Earwicker. Might as well just say Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. Hump on a Dimply. Hey. Humpty Dumpty.
That would be me, little me, on the cheek of a goddess.
Who put all of the pieces back together again?
Either that, or it'll be a big old zit on your ass. It might be a zit on your ass, Bob.
Yeah.
You got to clean that up before you do your OnlyFans this week. You got to clean that up. That's not very attractive.
And what were you saying, Nick?
Who's going to put all the kings? Who's going to put you back together again, Bob?
The electric environment.
We don't know. We don't know how.
The electric environment goes around the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats can't do it.
Right.
The digital environment, the tech body, whatever you want to call it today, the tech body will
pickle,
do it.
They pickle their lilies.
Yes.
You see, that's the essence of it all, Nick, is that every faction is invested in me.
Yes, Bob. Well, we could go on for... We could go on for an hour just playing with these words, because there's so many.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, Joyce went on for 17 years playing with the words.
Mm.
And this is more, you notice this one, the others are like bullet points. This was more like a flowing story of, okay, this is going on, and this is going on, and this is going on, and this is, and another thing, and another thing. It's coming to a, quite a...
Like
bump,
a radio report.
A quite a bumpy crescendo, yeah.
Yeah.
With missiles too from a hundred of manhood of wimmering of wibbies.
I knew those guys. They were a lousy soccer team from Manchester. Good play for the birds.
Manchester, yeah. Oh, yeah, Manchester. Terrible.
Mr.
Manchester. They're bad sports.
You don't want to be a Man United fan, Bob.
You would be what?
You don't want to be a Man United fan, though. Manchester's fine.
Yeah. And so they went on, the four bottle men, the winners, the analysts, Anguin and Nungum and Lungum. Once again, they're Angelus. They destroyed Manchester. They're Angelus about her who's before and his whereafters, how she was lost away in the fern, and how he was found deep in the near, and the rustlings and the twitterings, it's the twitter, and the raspings and the snappings and the sighings and the paintings and the googlings and the Facebookings. And Ian and Bob, the swing of party.
You did so well, Bob.
Back check. We need a fact check here.
No, you don't need that anymore. That's what Facebook is for. Facebook is fact check.
Yeah. If you post Phineas Wake, the fact checkers go nuts. They think any passage from Phineas Wake, man, they don't know what to do with it.
Call Bob.
Call Bob?
Yeah, call Bob.
Call Bob.
And watch him not answer the phone.
Right.
Call Bob and watch him not answer the phone. And not yet. Beside a book.
Well, stick your email into.
He's not reading.
Yeah. And then stick your email into to delete it or trash.
The government won't even look there.
Okay, yeah. Jean has something to say. She studies the wake as of recent. It went off again. Oh, that's Michael. So, yeah, Jean, what do you say?
I don't think Jean's there.
I had something, Bob. The line above HCE, there's three other corners to our Isles Cork afloat. That reminded me of the country of Washington, D.C., the independent territories of Washington and the Vatican and
the monarchy.
City of London.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, Buckingham Palace.
And because they've been trying to keep a cork on everything, and now they can't keep afloat. So,
and that's why,
what are you referring to?
Why,
HCE? Or what are you referring to?
One line above that, Bob.
The three other corners to our Isles Cork float. Yeah, that's good.
And
hold
then,
hard. That's what they're trying to do this weekend, is to hold
and
hard.
London Bridge, and London Bridge has fallen, the system, not the Queen. If you look close at that 60-year plan, who the fuck plans their funeral 60 years in advance? Seems a little extreme, doesn't it? Although Bob's been planning for his family long since Arakawa, so he's probably working
on
his
decision.
He's the only eternal we know who's doing a will. It's like, what the hell, you need a will? Well, then go out and get some life insurance then. That's the thing to do. But make yourself be the beneficiary so you can sell it to yourself later when you don't use it.
Yeah, I think that this weekend, September 24th, 2022, its themes of this weekend are in that phrase, hold hard. There's three other corners to our Isles Cork float. Sure, says the cynic. 'Tis well I can telesmell him, Jad. Science bullshit that would take a township's breath away.
So that following line, Gob and I knows him well as I do myself, heaving up with K-Wall by the 32 to 11 with his lime-looking horse bags full of sesame seed. Yeah, and the white side kaffir. So now what that reminded me of was Biden this week was doing a speech to teachers, and he saw a woman in the audience, and he said, well, I was 30, and she was 12. And
She helped me a lot.
And all everyone applauded in the room, which, so now I look at the bags full of semen seed rather than sesame seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the white side kaffir is a derogatory term in our country, but it actually means non-believer. And a white side, you know, the liberals are always accusing the right wing or the conservatives of being racist, but they themselves are the sort of Aryan. So the white side kaffir is the Aryan non-believer, which is Biden.
Right. So you're saying that Biden thanked a person in the audience who he knew.
Yes, he said, he pointed at her and said, I was 30 and she was 12, and she helped me a lot. And everyone,
I thought it was Jill Biden. I think, wasn't Jill Biden there? Yeah.
But it was Biden who said that. And
There's not that many years difference between Dr. pretend Dr. Jill Biden.
Yeah.
And Biden.
So the 32-11 is what reminded me of that.
Well, that reminds me of my 37 steps to the wall. From my front door. 37
is that
steps,
lime-looking horse a pale horse?
The pale horse.
Lime-looking horse, pale horse.
Is it a pale horse, Ian?
And upon it rides
it's inferred. It is inferred, but yet. We all know the color of the pale horse, what that's all about.
Here's Brent. coming in with the last word, maybe. He hasn't even been paying attention. So what? Brent will make something up.
I got one also.
Hello.
You better hurry.
Okay.
Hi. Hey, Ion, does Bob being from Alpha Centauri, does that make his brain chemistry different from those of us?
That has nothing to do with this week's episode of Finnegan's Wake. Man.
We're doing Finnegan's Wake.
Page 96, okay. Under cover, the nakedness of an unknown body in the fields of blue. Unknown body could be the aliens in the sky, fields of blue.
No, it's the water, the foot washing at the Statue of Liberty. It's a new body of water, a deep body of water.
Why do they wash their feet there?
All the iniquity. Because the Statue of Liberty, big toe, Statue of Liberty's big toe is going to be covered with water. So it's like a primitive foot washing. Foot washing. Foot washing. That's another one of those things that you've been waiting on to happen that hadn't happened yet.
I don't mind. I don't mind waiting, as long as I'm well paid.
Well fed and well paid, Bob.
Yeah.
Well bred. He also has to be well bred, too. He's our resident power bottom. We have to keep him happy.
Don't fall off the wall, Humpty Dumpty.
Don't mind being a temporary black hole or dark soul, whatever mustification, destination they'll put on me.
Just be sure. Just be sure and watch your crooks and nanny.
Yeah. Well, I think that's
it. Happy days. Happy days.